That's not what the text says. That night, Nathan the prophet went home. Sometime during the night, God spoke to him. And I would like to encourage you to let me share with you the conversation that Nathan has with God and with David as it's recorded in 1 Chronicles 17. It's here in the 7th chapter. It's even more pointed in 1 Chronicles 17. And I want you to turn over there, if you will, and let me read to you what happens next. 1 Chronicles 17. Now, I'm just going to read it, and you'll get the picture. Now it came to pass, as David sat in his house, that David said to Nathan the prophet, Lo, I dwell in a house of cedars, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord remaineth under curtains. And Nathan said unto David, Do all that is in thy heart, for God is with thee. And it came to pass the same night that the word of God came to Nathan, saying, Go and tell David my servant, Thus saith the Lord, Thou shalt not build me a house to dwell in. For I have not dwelt in a house since the day that I brought up Israel into this day, but have gone from tent to tent and from one tabernacle to another. Wheresoever I have walked with all Israel, spake I a word to any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people, saying, Why have ye not built me a house of cedars? And then he goes on to tell David some other things that we'll get to in a moment. Now stop and think about that for a moment. Here's a man with a great dream. It's a godly dream. It's not self-motivated. It's not something David wants for himself. He wants to build a house for God. And he's all excited about it. It seems like it's the right thing to do. Even the prophet said, go for it. But the next day the prophet comes back in and said, David, I had another talk with the Lord last night. And he said, no way. You aren't going to do it. Let me ask you a question. What do you do when your dreams are broken? I know that there are people here today who have understood some of that in your own lives and in your experience. Maybe your dream was to go to the mission field. And God put it in your heart and you went forward in a service and you said, I'm going to go. And you went to school, you got trained, and you were all ready, and you went to the mission board to give your testimony, and they examined you, and they said, no, you can't go. You're not ready. You're not qualified. You're not prepared. And now the years have gone by, and your dream is broken. And you don't understand it. You brought those children into the world, and when they were first born, you brought them to the Lord, and you had them dedicated in church, and you said, Lord, these children belong to you. We want to give them back to you to serve you. You had great hopes and dreams for them, and you prayed for them every day, and you guided them the best you knew how. And all of a sudden, somewhere along the way, from childhood to adulthood, they took another turn, and they went a different direction, and they decided not to please God and not to live for God. And you look at those kids, and your heart is broken, and most of all, your dreams are broken. Mister, you started out with that business and you were going to use that business to bring honor and glory to God. And you were praying that God would bless it so that it could be the fountainhead of furnishing many ministries with income and money and all of that. And you gave it everything you had, and it seemed as if God said, go for it. And then all of a sudden, in the midst of it, there was some unexpected reversals, and all of that dream in a moment of time went up in smoke, and there's nothing left except the bankruptcy and the letters and the problems and the legal affairs. And you wanted to do it for God, and he said, no. What do you do when your dreams are broken? Well, I think we learn from David some things to do. And maybe you're here today and you're just one of those people, you've been on a high since you can remember. You've never known reversal. You've just been going forward for God from day one and everything has just clicked one right after the other. I seem to know some folks like that, although I don't know the inward workings of it all. It's very improbable that anyone gets all the way through life from the cradle to the grave without experiencing some disappointment somewhere along the way. So let me suggest some things that David did that helped him when his dreams were broken. Number one, review what you have without the dream. And that's a very interesting thing because sometimes we get our hearts set on something and it becomes everything. We get something in our sight that we're going to do, and if we can't do that, it's like the rest of the world goes away, and there's nothing left. I can see in David, with the intensity of his heart and his aggressiveness and surely his desire to accomplish his goals, that when he decided he wanted to build a temple, that's all he thought about day and night, every day. And when he told Nathan and Nathan said it was okay, he probably didn't sleep all night long. He was working on the plans and had the architectural drawings laid out, and it was so important to him. And then all of a sudden the door is slammed on that and he can't do it. And we read in verse 18 of the 7th chapter that when Nathan had finished talking to David, David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, now watch this, "Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto?" If you go back into the speech that Nathan made to David, Nathan told David that he was somebody special for God, that God had brought him from the sheepfold, and he brought him to the kingdom, and he had set him up on high, that he was one of heaven's favorite people. And now David, realizing that he can't do what he wants to do, he is before God, and he's beginning to review what God has done for him. And he's saying, "Lord, I wanted to build you this house. It was my dream. It's my goal. But Lord, as I review everything, boy, do I have a lot to be thankful for. Oh, man. I wanted to do this, and I'm disappointed that I can't, but I'm not going to let this disappointment cloud my vision of God's provision."
Isn't it interesting how oftentimes we can let one setback almost destroy our walk with the Lord? And oftentimes it's not even something that's that critical, because we have so much left and so many other options that God makes available to us. How important it is for us to learn how to accept a no from God and keep going in fellowship with Him. David is teaching us that in this episode. We'll have the final part of When Your Dream Dies tomorrow on the Thursday edition of Turning Point, and I hope you'll join us. During the month of August, we're featuring a resource that goes right along with the life of David. I mentioned earlier that this resource features the writing of David and the writing of his son Solomon. David, the author of the majority of the Psalms, and Solomon, the author of the book of Proverbs. We've put these two books together in a very exciting way so that you can read five Psalms every day and one chapter from the book of Proverbs and read through these two books in a month's time. If you decide to do this multiple times, as many have, you can be sure that the Word of God from these two books will begin to change your life. We want to send you this beautiful book when you send your gift to Turning Point, and make sure you ask for The Focused Life. We'll see you tomorrow.
For more information on Dr. David Jeremiah's series, The Tender Warrior, visit our website, davidjeremiah.org/radio. You'll find two free ways to stay connected to Turning Point, with a copy of our monthly Turning Points magazine and with our daily email devotional. Sign up today when you log on to our Turning Point website at davidjeremiah.org/radio. That's davidjeremiah.org/radio. Ask for your copy of The Focused Life, a 31-day devotional guide through Psalms and Proverbs. It's yours for a gift of any amount. You can also purchase the Jeremiah Study Bible in the New International Version and in standard or large print in the New King James, with notes and articles from more than 40 years of study by Dr. Jeremiah. Get details today at davidjeremiah.org/radio. This is Mark Larson. Join us tomorrow as we continue the series, The Tender Warrior, on Turning Point with Dr. David Jeremiah.